Prabhu David is Dean of MSU's College of Communication Arts and Sciences, a college from which I'm proud to have a bachelor's and master's degree, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to MSU. Dean David, welcome.
Oh, Ross, thank you so much. Glad to be back.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at MSU, sort of the mission and how that's evolving.
Right. It's in its very title, you see arts and sciences as being integral to communication. And I think right there, that is a very important mission statement. So when people think about communication, they think about journalism, they think about giving a speech or making movies. That's the art side, but there is also a very strong scientific component to communication, all the way from stuttering research to political communication, to algorithms that influence our lives. So the science and arts have to be well integrated, and that's what we're pushing for.
And world-class research throughout the college, I'm assuming, informs the curriculum and how it's evolving?
Amazing researchers. We are really blessed to have some of the best faculty, staff, graduate students, and students. However you slice it or dice it, we are a top 10 program and a great company among some brand name schools.
Of all the many cool things going on, Prabhu, can you highlight? Are there one or two initiatives you'd like to highlight?
Oh, boy. Where am I going to start? So let me, one broad way to think about what we do in the college is this approach that is multi-level, at different levels of analysis. You can study anything at a very micro level, say what's happening inside the human brain. So that's at the neuronal level. So from neurons, but that's not where big policy and big ideas happen. So the theater for these big ideas is the national social level, right? It's like algorithms that people are stealing data on Facebook, say. And that happens at a national and a global level. So I usually say, from neurons to nations, we study communication. So that's the broad framework for what we do.
Tell me about your research. I mean, your current research focuses on mobile media, which involves designing mobile apps for health outcomes and the study of multitasking. Tell me a bit about that.
Right, yeah. So much is happening in these days. It's fascinating the way technology has changed the way we communicate. Mobile communication is everywhere. It's pervasive. It's ubiquitous. And also becoming increasingly accessible. Doesn't matter. You can go to India, for example, and you can find people who don't, almost homeless, but they have a cell phone, right? And that has dramatically changed how we think about communication. So one area that I'm interested in all of this is how we multitask and why do we multitask? One argument is multitasking does not exist, and that is true. It is usually task switching. But when you're switching from one task to another, how much do you lose and what do you gain? And that's what I study. And one key insight, if you're thinking about multitasking, here is the take-home message. Have one primary task. Have maybe one or two other subsidiary tasks. And switch occasionally, but don't switch too frequently. And the reason is people get bored when they're doing only one thing. And a little bit of boredom alleviation is a good thing, but if you overdo it, then you lose your train of thought and you lose a lot of efficiencies on your primary task.
So what are some of the other research strengths within the college?
So the college, there are two or three areas in which we made big investments. One is immersive media. When you think about virtual reality, augmented reality, these mixed reality scenarios that are emerging, the potential is amazing. And we want to be ahead of the curve on this, right up there. So if you come to the college, if you haven't been to our first floor recently, you'll find this big lab that's dedicated
to
game design and immersive media. They also have this motion capture system. All of that is designed to train students in immersive media. At the same time, we've made investments in research labs that study immersive media also. So the integration of virtual reality from a research standpoint and to translate that to a training mission. So that's one. Virtual reality, I would say, is a big play for us. Another one is computational communication. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? It's about these algorithms that make decisions for us when you're in social media or when you're a recommender system. How does Netflix know what to recommend to you? How does Amazon know this? This influences what we do profoundly. And who studies these algorithms? How are those decision rules made? So we have faculty who care deeply about how these algorithms are designed and how they influence what we consume and what we know, what we read.
I'm talking with Prabhu David on MSU today. He's the dean of MSU's College of Communication, Arts and Sciences. MSU's a renowned public broadcasting institution, WKAR, which includes NPR Radio and PBS TV, is under the auspices of the college and you. How is it doing?
WKAR is doing great. There is a new television standard, and that's called ATSC 3.0. That's right around, it's going to happen within the next year or so. You'll start hearing more about it. Television sets will come with the capability to pick up a 3.0 signal. So we've applied for an experimental license, and we hope to be the first public media station to try out this new TV format. What's in it for the user? Well, it is a merger or a marriage between broadband and broadcasting. So the over-the-air signal that you get right now will come packaged. It's an IP protocol, an internet protocol, and that ties beautifully with the internet. So it'll be a seamless experience for the...
And Prabhu, the MSU College here has a renowned journalism program, always has. Journalism is sort of under siege and a lot in the news. I just wonder what your thoughts are on the curriculum there and just sort of the state of journalism.
Yeah, getting students ready for these emerging technologies is key. So I'll go back to this ATSC 3.0 for just a second. Our goal is to develop this next-gen media innovation lab. That's the idea, to be the first public media station that has this innovation lab to test out. It's a test bed for new ideas. Say, the second screen, for example. Few people consume just one screen anymore. You're watching television, and at the same time you're looking at your phone or your iPad. So what can the second screen do to enhance the viewing or listening experience? So part of that is, there is the research mission that's through the Innovation Lab, but we're also looking at possibilities for students to learn and be ahead of the curve, in comparison to our competitors. So in journalism, there are some new ideas. Sports journalism in our college is very big. We also have the new animation specialization that we have. And so students who are interested in doing comics back in the old days, today comics have, these are comics on steroids. And you could do this in a fun way, and students can learn how to animate and do all kinds of very interesting things. Journalism is a wonderful profession. I started as a journalist, and we all care deeply about journalism, but it's going through an interesting identity, crisis or reevaluation. And if you think about what's happening in the national media, there is certainly some erosion in terms of the credibility of journalism. At the same time, there is a rebound effect. If you think about what's happening with the Washington Post, the New York Times, the subscriptions are up. And so it's very difficult to sort all this out. If you're a 19-year-old coming to campus to understand the role of journalism, it's difficult. Parents are concerned, but that's our job, to show people that this is a great profession and there are possibilities.
Prabhu, I'm curious, your time in higher education, how have you seen the students change over the years? And what's the skill set they sort of need to hone now, regardless of their major?
Well, the students' expectations generally are the same, right? They want to get a job. They want to get a nice job. We were students and we had the same expectations. But the challenge is, how do you deliver on it? because the skills are changing rapidly. There are some enduring skills, ability to think critically, to write well, to communicate effectively. That's easier said than done, right? So communicate effectively today means designing a web page, not just being well-spoken. How do you train someone to design a web page? Well, there are some principles and then there are tools. Now, these tools are rapidly changing. So whatever software you teach someone today, by the time they graduate, that's changed. So how much emphasis do you place on those tools? If you don't teach the tools, the students don't have the marketability, right? Marketability is so critical. And so that becomes a challenge. How much emphasis do you place on training them how to do stuff? How much emphasis do you place on how they think, training them to think and learn on their own?
As Tom Friedman, among others, says, lifelong learners, we all need to be now.
Absolutely.
And Prabhu, I know we could have sort of a three-day conference on this, but what do you see as the challenges and the opportunities for the college moving forward and maybe even all of higher ed?
The challenge is finding students where they are, because there is a strong consumer mentality to higher education. And it's not a bad demand on the part of the consumer. So students are no longer just students. They are at some level consumers. They feel that they are paying a lot of money and they want their money's worth. And the money's worth is return on investment when they begin a career or join the workforce. But it's also about while they are here, they want a rich experience. And how do you offer a user experience that is rich and valuable? That's the challenge. It's a combination of using technology. It's a combination of understanding the social expectations of students. And we as educators have a responsibility to offer principles, values, but also a body of knowledge, which we think is important. And finding the right mix of all of that is the challenge. But I find the students to be extremely engaged these days. They have a mission. They're as driven to make a difference. And that has not changed, and I find that to be a great source of motivation.
So, Dean Prabhu, David, as we close, just summarize for our listeners what you'd like them to know about MSU's renowned College of Communication Arts and Sciences.
I would say we are a college that does both arts and sciences. We are a college that is dedicated to public media, and we're using PBS as a test bed to test out new ideas and to make a difference in our communities and to build a resilient community. I would also say we do research at various levels, from neurons to nations, and that is what makes us a strong college of communication.
Well said, sir. Prabhu, thanks for joining me again on MSU Today.
Russ, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be back.
That's Prabhu David. He's the dean of MSU's College of Communication Arts and Sciences, and you can follow him on Twitter at Prabhu David. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.